You've reached Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Daria. How can I help you?
I just had a Amazon driver under your insurance hit my car that was parked in the road. I just need to file a claim, I guess, and tell you about the police report.
Okay, and you said this just happened?
Yeah, like maybe an hour ago.
Do you have their policy number?
Yeah. So it's ALA 201093-27.
Give me one moment, please. What state did this happen in?
David.
Florida.
Okay.
Go lay down. Go lay down.
I'm just filling out the preferred contact information.
Okay.
I'm having to do like all of their address details and all of that, so.
Okay.
Okay. What time of day did this happen?
In the morning.
Yeah, like what specifically was the time?
Check. It's like 11:30 around there.
What is your name?
Troy, Sinopoli.
You spell your last name?
Sinopoli.
What's a good address for you?
103 York Street, apartment 2, Berlin, New Hampshire. The zip code is 03570.
And you said apartment 2.
Yeah.
What's a good email address for you?
That's gonna be my last name, Sinopoli. Do you need me to spell that again?
I can copy and paste it real quick. Give me one second.
And then it's just my last name dot my first name and then at yahoo.com. Sinopoli.troy@yahoo.com.
And a good phone number for you?
727-466-7403.
Okay, and where did this happen? Do you have an address?
It's 3119 Egret Terrace.
Will you spell egret for me?
EGRET.
And where is that?
That is in Safety Harbor, Florida. Do you need the
And
zip code for it?
is it 34695?
Yes.
Okay. What is a description of what happened during the incident?
I have a video of it too on the Ring camera. But they just basically rear-ended my car. And there was a bike rack on it, so it just like the bike rack left some scratches on the trunk, and there was a couple of dings in the back bumper.
And were you parked at the time?
Yeah, my car was just parked outside, and I guess the Amazon driver just ran into it.
Okay, give me one second. Do you have the VIN number of the Amazon vehicle that was involved?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. So it's W1YY40CHY9PT143752.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so that was W1Y as in yo-yo 40, C as in cat, H as in Henry, Y as in yo-yo, 9, E as in Edward, T as in Tom. Is the T as in Tom right?
So it's 9PT.
P as in Peter?
So there's a P in between. Yeah, P as in Peter in between the 9, and then T as in T-Rex. And I didn't catch that first part that you said, so.
I'm just running the VIN real quick. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
And that's a 2023 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of damage there was to the Amazon vehicle?
Hold on, I have a picture. I didn't get the best picture, but just like some stuff on the front bumper, it looks like.
Okay, give me one moment here. Do you have the name of the person driving the Amazon vehicle at the time?
Yeah. Daniela Natasha Graham.
Would you mind spelling her first and last name for me, please?
Daniella. And then last name is Graham.
Okay. Is there a good address listed for that person?
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's 30 East Wolf Street, Avon Park, Florida, 33825.
Is there a good email or phone number listed for them?
Oh, there's your phone number.
Okay,
so it's 863. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, 863-873-9646.
No injuries to that person?
No.
Okay, give me one moment. Can I get the VIN number to your vehicle?
Yeah. So it's 1HGCR2F50.
Is that F as in Frank or S as in Sam? I'm so sorry.
F is in Frank, so it's 2F is in Frank, 50, and then another F is in Frank, A is in Apple, 066974.
And that's a 2015 Honda Accord.
Yes.
And are you the owner of that vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second here, please. What kind of damage was there to your vehicle?
So I just had a bike rack on there, and the bike rack scratched up the trunk a little bit, and then the back bumper had some, like, dents and stuff in it. That's really all that I saw.
Okay, so the bike rack itself was damaged, the rear bumper was damaged, and you said what else?
The trunk is all scratched up, and it might be a little dent.
Gotcha.
It might be a little dent from the bike rack. I thought it looked like the front bumper might have came a little loose. Like, it looks like there's gaps in the front bumper, but the officer told me that she hit the rear of the car, not the front, so I don't know if that matters or not.
Do you want me to include it on the report? Just like possible front bumper damage from impact?
Yeah, if you want.
And that vehicle was still drivable. It was not towed.
Yeah, I just drove it down the street and made sure everything was okay.
Okay. And there was no driver because it was parked at the time of the incident.
Yeah, it was just parked up there.
Okay, and you said the police and fire department were involved. It was just the police department. Which one was it that was that responded that day?
There's just a police officer here.
From the, give me one second here. So that would be Safety Harbor Police, or would that be Pinellas County? If you're not sure, I can look it up, but...
Not entirely sure.
Okay, so let's see.
The department. The department on the bottom of this ticket that she gave me says Pinellas County, S.O.
Oh, it's Pinellas County. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, sometimes they do it by the county, sometimes they do it by the city, so... Let's see. I got it here. Is there any contact information listed about the police department? A phone number, maybe?
I think so. At the top, it says 727-582-6200. And it has an address, too.
I'll take the address if you want.
It's 10750 Ulmerton Road, Largo, Florida, 33778.
Can you spell the name of that road for me?
Oh, Ulmerton?
Mm-hmm.
U as in ukulele, L as in limo, M E R T O N.
In Largo, Florida, you said.
Yes.
33778.
Yes.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. The police report number, do you have that? We're almost finished here.
Yeah, the report number is I was starting again. So the whole thing is SO24-3066 5-9.
Perfect. Okay.
And then on the ticket that they gave me, it says the time of the crash is 12:25.
12:25.
Which
I assume is the time that they arrived.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at 11:30 for you. Were there any witnesses to the event that need to be listed besides the parties involved?
No, we just got it on
okay. The
Ring camera.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm going to do a note here that says Clement has video of incident. Okay. Let me check, make sure I've got everything here. I'm about to give you your claim number and your adjuster's information. Give me one second here. I just have to generate the claim number. Just need to make sure I've got everything. Okay. All right. As soon as you're ready to write down the claim number and stuff, I'm ready.
So what will I need this for?
The claim number is going to be the way that you, if you need to call in to send in things or stuff like that. It's just like a reference number to your claim. So.
Okay.
It's X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in...
Okay, sorry, I'm ORC.
A as in alpha, dash, 24, dash, 05, 821.
So I got XC dash ORCA dash 24 dash 05821.
That's right.
Okay.
And your adjuster's name is Devani Wesley. Hold on one second. Yeah. Your adjuster's name is Devani Wesley. Her name is spelled D as in dog, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, E as in Edward. Nope, I lied. D-E-V-O, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. E as in Edward, E as in Edward. And her last name is Wesley, which is the traditional spelling of that, W-E-S-L-E-Y.
Okay.
And her phone number is 478-707-4284. And then her email address whenever you're ready.
Yep.
Is her first name Devani? D-E-V-O-N-N-E-E dot Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, at X as in X-ray, the word claims, dot claims. So it should be Devani dot Wesley at xclaims.claims.
xclaims.claims.
Yep, that's it.
So this is the person that's going to come look at the car?
I don't know if she'll be specifically the one that comes and looks at the car. They will send out somebody to do, an assessment and stuff like that on the vehicle. However, I'm not an adjuster. I'm just like a secretary to the adjusters. So what I'm about to do is get you transferred over to her line. So that way she can get in contact with you about the process of sending over what you need to send over and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and do that real quick. Let me see if she picks up the phone. Give me one second.